When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:39, and today President Biden's campaign opening up a $50 million ad campaign aimed at highlighting former President Donald Trump's felony conviction. Those new ads are airing in the days leading up to the candidate's first debate of this election season. We're 10 days away from that event, believe it or not. WOKV's Samantha Manning begins our live team coverage from Washington. Boy, it's interesting here because so far up until the conviction, the Biden campaign has kept a distance from the legal challenges that Trump has had, but not anymore.
Yeah, Rich, so with this, you know, these new ads, President Biden's campaign says they really want to more clearly define the choice between the two candidates ahead of the first debate, as you said, coming up on the 27th, happening in Atlanta. The ad highlights Trump's conviction on the 34 felony counts in the New York hush money case. And the plan is for it to air on general market television and connected TV on streaming devices, also on cell phones in battleground states and on national cable. So the idea is to get a lot of eyes on this. There's one of the ads that's titled Character Matters. And that one really highlights the fact that the former president was found liable for sexual assault and financial fraud in separate legal proceedings, right? Now, the Trump campaign, meantime, has not released any direct response to the new ad campaign, but the former president has denied any wrongdoing, and he's argued without evidence that the Biden team or the Justice Department officials have orchestrated the New York case against him for political reasons.
Obviously casting a wide net on demographics as well, so it's not just targeted to any one particular demographic, I would imagine. Now, that debate is 10 days away. How are Biden and Trump preparing for it?
Yes, we know President Biden is expected to travel to Camp David later this week, so that would presumably give him some time to prepare. Former President Trump, meanwhile, is going to be traveling to Wisconsin for a campaign event on Thursday and then Philadelphia for a rally on Saturday, so perhaps in between some of those events, but he also has a pretty busy schedule. What we know about the debate so far, CNN's going to be hosting it. It's going to be 90 minutes. And just some of the little, we're learning a little bit more about how they're going to be handling it. Microphones will be muted throughout the debate, except for when it's the candidate's turn to speak. So that'll be pretty interesting because we know oftentimes they like to go, you know, beyond the time allocated for them or may want to respond to, you know, what their opponent has been saying. And there's also going to be no studio audience during this debate, which is a big departure from previous ones as well.
Yeah, so no boisterous rounds of applause, booing, jeering, and the like. And so that may offer an opportunity to cover even more ground on issues, maybe back to years past and presidential election campaigns past as well. Sam, appreciate the live update, and those rules were just agreed to over the weekend, part of our team coverage of You Decide 2024.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.